Yo, 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 what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Yo, man, we live, yo, man. We live here on YouTube and Facebook, man. Live WWE Crown Jewel thoughts and reactions, man. We about to get into it all. But before we do get into everything, man, if you're new to the podcast and if you haven't done so already, definitely make sure you subscribe, man, for real. Yes, man, subscribe here on YouTube. Tell a friend about the podcast, man. We're going to get into everything. Oh, man, it's been a great show. It's been a good one. Crown Jewel was definitely a great one, you guys, man, from top to bottom. Little couple of weird matches in my opinion, though. But, hey, overall, man, I get a show, man. I get a show 8.5, though. But, you guys, man, here this week on this live episode of Talk Pro Wrestling, we're going to break down and review some of the matches, man, that went down, just about all the matches that went down on Crown Jewel just a few moments ago, man. But for real, before we do, you guys, man, head over to the 1130 Podcast Instagram page, get you some merch, man, hit the link in the bio, bonfire.com, get you some merch, man, for real, tap in and subscribe. And if you're watching on Facebook, definitely follow the 1130 Podcast Facebook page, man. But we're going to get into it, man. We started off the night, yes, man, we started it off heavy, real heavy with Bobby Lashley taking on Brock Lesnar, man. Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. Dope matchup. Dope matchup, in my opinion. I felt like this one was indeed going to start off how... I felt like this match was going to start off the way it sort of did at the Royal Rumble. In my opinion, I thought the matchup started pretty nice. They wrestled for a minute, you know, going into some lockups. And then Brock Lesnar obviously had the upper hand. And Bobby Lashley came in and started going over, man. He started being the almighty that he is, though. One point in the matchup that I really enjoyed was the part where Brock Lesnar said, "I don't want to go down." And to my knowledge, that was the first time that I can remember that Brock Lesnar ever saying that, "Yo, man, I don't want to go down. I don't want to go down." And when he was in the Hurt Lock, you know, but he had him in the Hurt Lock. He went down, took him down, but man, it went another way. It went another way. A couple of people was like, "Man, this could go a DQ. This could go maybe a count out," because don't really see both of these guys losing. In my opinion, I was all the way with Bobby Lashley. I felt like Bobby Lashley had the momentum. Obviously, Brock Lesnar is the main attraction coming into WWE. So I feel like Bobby, man, this was all the way him. This was all the way him, especially I was talking about this on the Commission Talks episode of how Bobby Lashley opened up Monday Night Raw a couple of weeks ago and was like, "Yo, man, you're not about to come back, F5 me and just think you could just rule all over, you know?" But nah, man, my man Bobby laid it down and did his thing. But this match ended in a sort of a sloppy way. I mean, the best way to kind of keep both guys, I guess, safe, in my opinion. But yeah, you guys, Brock Lesnar taking the W, man. Man, what were you guys' thoughts, man? We're going to get into some of the comments in just a bit. But yes, what was you guys' thoughts on this Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley mayhem to start off WWE Crown Jewel? Oh, man. It indeed was a little brawl. Obviously, Brock Lesnar going to put him through the table. Yeah, put him through the barricade, all those other stuff. My man, William K. Holland, he was recently on the 1130 podcast, man. Shout out to my guy, Will. Appreciate you. Go check out Conversations About ... That is the man, for real. Definitely the man. Check out his books. A lot of his stuff, man. Really, really, really great stuff. And appreciate you, Will, for coming through, man, checking out Talk Pro Wrestling, my guy, for real. But yeah, you guys, The show, indeed. Well, the match itself, starting off the show. I give it an okay, man. I give it an okay. Bobby did his thing, and Brock also did. And the way this match turned out, I see this match going one more round. Either they're going to fight at Survivor Series, or they're going to go head-to-head at WrestleMania, in which, in my opinion, I think WrestleMania would be the bigger ordeal. But obviously, Survivor Series is turning out to be a big pay-per-view with the War Game matches and some other stuff like that. But yeah, I would love to see these guys go one-on-one one last time with no screwy finishers, no bull crap, none of that, man. You know, at the Royal Rumble earlier this year, we seen Bobby Lashley, excuse me, defeat Brock Lesnar, and with the assist of Paul Heyman turning on Brock and Roman Reigns interfering, and now tonight with the old, you know, sort of sloppy finish. Hopefully, we can definitely move on from this. And hopefully, when we do get the final third match of the trilogy, you know, hopefully it could be a clean fight, man. Definitely a clean fight. Brock just keeps beating black characters, man. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? When Kofi Kingston had his miraculous WWE championship run, and soon as WWE comes over to Fox, we got to put the title on the line, and boom, we take it off Kofi. Kofi never gets his rematch, and I think they did the same thing with Big E. Never got his rematch or whatever, but it is crazy. It is wild, though. But I was all the way Team Bobby for this, man. I felt like you work hard, you bust your ass, you dare 300-some days a year. And, yes, we're not going to not mention or just try to bypass the fact that attraction always beat out these guys that, you know, come in and work hard. You feel me? Brock Lesnar is an attraction. He came over there. The fan, man, did you hit a pop? Did you guys hear the pop, man? But, Brock Lesnar got a thing of doing their thing. Lashley versus Lesnar in a cage. They could definitely pull that off for the third trilogy, in my opinion. I think that would just wrap things up for me, in my opinion, though. But, yeah, hopefully we can get that. SoFi Stadium coming up at WrestleMania this coming year, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, cage match, Hell in a Cell match. I don't know. We'll see. We definitely will see, you guys. But we're going to move on, you guys, to the next match. It was the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. They were Alexa and Asuka defending against Damage Control. I thought this matchup was really weird. But before I get to the matchup, pre-match in the promo, we had Alexa Bliss and Asuka, you know, and Byron Saxton interviewing the two about their upcoming championship defense at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. And Alexa sees something on the screen there. And when it happened live, I had to rewind it for a minute. I was like, what just happened? And, you know, we were talking about this on Crown Jewel of hoping having Bray Wyatt just stay on his own, no championship runs or anything like that, just completely just does his thing. And we seen Bray Wyatt's cryptic message pop up on the screen, and Alexa kind of like brushed it off. I mean, she looked at it, but she brushed it off. But it looked like, okay, what is this? And we all seen the tweet. Maybe not everyone seen the tweet where Alexa posted when Bray Wyatt made his return at Extreme Rules, and she said, "Hello, old friend." And obviously, what been, you know, Alexa MO lately? I thought personally that this past Monday night on Raw that Alexa and Asuka was not going to win the tag team champs. I thought maybe that Alexa was going to turn on Asuka and maybe this lead to some type of heel run that Alexa could be on, and I found Alexa to be a badass. We haven't seen her really do but so much since her return. You know, not really so much. Obviously, before then, she was with The Fiend and Bray Wyatt and all that stuff. So I want to see badass Lexi again. Obviously, Nikki Cross came in and interfered in the matchup between Damage Control and Alexa and Asuka. Really, really strange that they had the matchup on Monday Night Raw. Shout out to Blackheart. He said this also real strange that they had the matchup on Monday Night Raw and turned around and had the matchup here. But normally, normally sometimes if they had that rematch this close, maybe we would have saw Asuka and Alexa retain, but we did not see that. We saw Damage Control and Io Sky and Dakota Kai recapturing the women's tag team championships. And I thought, man, oh man, the end of this matchup is it's a little all over the place. What would you guys thought, man? What was you guys' thoughts on Damage Control winning back the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, man? For real. What was you guys' thoughts on that? In the comments, my man Will said, Mark Henry, Big E, Kofi, Bobby, he beat all the New Day in a match at an overseas show. Oh, wow. Yeah, man. Brock is the guy. I mean, with the New Day right now, and obviously I was going to get into that a little later on with the New Day. They got a matchup coming up next week on SmackDown to sort of kind of like throw a roadblock in the Usos' longest reigning championship title run that's going on right now. But I feel like the Usos, I mean, not the Usos, but the New Day has gotten real stale lately. And, you know, we're going to talk about that in just a bit. But you guys, yes, the Women's Tag Team Championship match went down, like I said, a little all over the place, in my opinion, with the matchup in general. From that matchup to the next matchup with Karrion Kross going against Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, we had to have a steel cage matchup because Scarlett just kept getting involved, and every chance she get, she want to stick her nose in the business, whether it's a fireball or whether she throwing in mace or whether she's trying to handcuff someone. Whatever the case, we need Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross one-on-one, and we got that. We got majority of that, the entire matchup. Great matchup from Karrion and Drew. I think Drew deserved this one. Got the rebound from losing at Extreme Rules and the strap match against Karrion Kross. I don't know if this rivalry is going to come to a head or not, or is this is going to continue down the road. Karrion Kross lost this matchup against Drew McIntyre. It seemed like Scarlett made a mistake by locking the door and then had to, you know, unlock the door as Drew McIntyre is up top of the cage and he's telling Scarlett, open the door. Yeah, I'm gonna open up the door, but I gotta unlock the cage, you know, again. And that's what that came about. But shout out to Drew McIntyre definitely for picking up the W. I thought this match went okay. It was, you know, I personally was kind of going for Kross, but I felt like Drew McIntyre was indeed going to pick up the W, you guys, because he haven't, you know, I mean, he won some matches in between on SmackDown, if I'm not wrong. But the last match he had with Karrion Kross, I feel like he got to come back. He lost in the strap match, come back in this one. He all good, man, all good. But we're going to see where that story takes us, you guys. Yes, from that one to the next matchup that went down at WWE Crown Jewel, baby. We had the OC, and with all the drama with Carl Anderson and members of the OC may not make it to WWE Crown Jewel, well, seems like they made it. Full intact with nothing to worry about. Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, went head against the six-man tag team of Judgment Day, you guys. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, and Dominic Mysterio, man. I'm really liking this whole Judgment Day. Judgment Day thing. I'm liking the group, man. I really am. I am interested to see just how far that they would take the whole Judgment Day thing. You know, I feel like, I'm literally trying to do something. But you guys, I feel like with Dominic Mysterio added into the group, and not only that, you got Finn Balor, man, who just had not been, things just wasn't clicking for him. He made his debut in the main roster back in 2016. Made his debut there. He won the Universal Championship, and that just didn't, you know, that didn't last because he had the elbow injury. Yeah, the elbow injury, and things just seems not to get right back for Finn. I mean, he'll compete as the alternate, you know, Finn Balor as the Demon. But things didn't go well, especially it left a bad taste on a lot of people's mouth where he took on Roman Reigns, sometime last year, early this year, where the rain broke or whatever like that. It was just like, really? Like, what are you doing with Finn Balor, man? And Priest is a hell of a talent. We've seen what he could do and has been doing in NXT. And boy, oh boy, you put the mix with Rhea Ripley in it, man. Just causing everybody, whoever they have a match with, causing them the matchup and stuff. Like, I'm loving it, especially a couple of weeks ago where we had Rhea Ripley we had Judgment Day and the OC going back and forth on Monday Night Raw, and Rhea Ripley said, shit, I want a piece of this too. and for a minute in this matchup, I thought maybe, you know, they was going to bring out a female that was going to sort of get into Rhea Ripley's face, though. I thought maybe they was going to bring that out. I don't know. Maybe they're going to probably wait until Monday Night Raw. Not sure. We're going to see. Dom is the Eddie Guerrero of this generation in his own mind. I was about to say, man, I was like, you going there? You really, really going there? You think he's the Eddie Guerrero's, this generation of Eddie Guerrero? But yeah, that's what he says. He could think about it and say that he think he's this generation Eddie Guerrero all he want, but we all know that he is not this generation's Eddie Guerrero. He's nowhere near it. But I indeed think this faction that they put Dominic Mysterio in is to indeed help him grow, help him learn. Obviously, he was with his dad, and his dad brought him into WWE, trained him and stuff like that, got him ready. You know, if you're going to be in this business and you're going to accomplish anything or something in this business, I at least want to help you, and I understand that aspect. You know, father and son, hell, they became father and son tag team champions. You did? But I think it was time for Dominic to go out on his own. It was time for Dominic to explore other things. And one thing on Monday Night Raw that I loved a couple of weeks ago that Corey Graves said, it was like, you know, man, Rhea Ripley is giving Dominic something that his dad can't give him. And I mean, like, come on, who knows? I mean, every time they come to the ring or whatnot, she's whispering in Dom's ear, and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, man, dope matchup here. Obviously, Rhea Ripley gets involved in this matchup, and the Judgment Day. The Judgment Day takes the W, you guys, man. Yes, I'm really liking what they're doing. Really liking it. Strong faction on Monday Night Raw. I noticed since Triple H has taken over, and obviously we've seen it in the past when he was really full in effect. Obviously, he running the whole day-to-day, you know, everything in WWE. But we've seen it prior back in the days in NXT where it was a lot of factions. Obviously, you had Undisputed Era, you had all these other groups or whatever. But obviously, Undisputed Era was like top dog in NXT. I feel like Triple H is, he got these facts. You got the Brawling Brutes over there on SmackDown. You got, you still got the New Day doing their thing. You got the Bloodline and over in Raw. You got the OC. You got the Judgment Day. So I'm really loving what Triple H is doing with the factions. And, you know, it's dope. But, yes, you guys, what's your thoughts on this matchup also, too? Yeah, leave a comment. Tell me what you think, man. Judgment Day picking up the victory. When this matchup came up, or when this matchup right here, Omos versus the big monster among men, Braun Strowman, I was like, yo, man, this, okay, let's just see how it goes, man. Let's just see how it goes. I'm not going crap on it or anything like that. Let's just see how it goes. And we get two giants, man. I seen how Braun Strowman could go in the ring. But Omos, you know, he still has some learning to do and developing to go. But one thing I could say about Omos is that his confidence. His confidence has gone through the roof. You've seen him throughout the matchup, just like, yeah, man, I'm Omos. And he ain't got nothing. Man, what? So I dig it. Shout out to Where the Weird Ones podcast, man, coming through, showing some love, man. Definitely go check out the Weird Ones. Where the Weird Ones. I hope I said that right. I think I said Where the Wild Ones. Where the Weird Ones podcast. My God, my bad. Where the Weird Ones podcast. You guys go definitely check them out and subscribe to their channel, man, and their social media content, you guys. For real. Eddie Guerrero is the true goat. Maybe the OC brings in Dominic's sister in if she has been training to wrestle, of course. I guess, you know, that's an option. I was definitely talking to my guy Mark from the Jump in the Real podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we were definitely talking about the story and the surroundings of getting Rey Mysterio versus Dominic at a WrestleMania, and it was said to have maybe his sister come in involved or whatever. I was a fan, maybe. Well, I don't know if his sister is training to be a wrestler or whatever. But the thing I was thinking to get this match off the ground and to happen at SoFi Stadium, in L.A. I think the last time WrestleMania been in L.A. and Rey Mysterio was there, he took on Eddie Guerrero. So to take on Dominic, in which I know leading up to that matchup, he's going to talk about how Eddie was his father, and Eddie is going to be a real big factor. He's going to play a big role into that story. But I don't know about the sister, though. I was maybe seeing, you know, the mom come up there, and the mom is like, what are you doing? You know, like, that's your dad. You're not supposed to do that. And she slaps him or something like that, and he pushes her. You know, something, I don't know if you guys remember the storyline way back in the days of Attitude Era with the McMahon storyline, and Stephanie pushed her mother. And boy, oh boy, man, oh my, everybody, man, was like, are you sure you're going to put your hands on your mother, though? Yeah, man. So I don't know how they're going to come up with that matchup, but we're just going to have to wait and see. Wait and see for Dominic, you guys. But yeah, Braun Strowman, the monster among men. And Omos, man, went toe-to-toe. Decent matchup. Not the best, though, but I do want to give credit where credit is due. My guy Omos, man, picking Braun Strowman up like it ain't nothing, man. And Braun Strowman looks like a guy to be light on his feet for, you know, every time he's running around the ring or running from post to post. My man be getting it, though. But thought Omos was going to take the victory, you know, being the big giant. But I guess, look at Braun Strowman said, we ain't rocking like that, man. We ain't rocking like that, Omos, right now. I'm still the monster among men around here, man, for real. Still the monster among men. Triple H is like, if DX taught me anything, factions work. Hey, you're right about that. You're definitely right about that, man. Factions do definitely work, man. And what I'm seeing for Judgment Day, hell, even the Brawling Brutes, man. Sheamus is out at the moment. But, you know, seeing what they were doing, obviously, with the Usos and stuff, is definitely great. Triple H know what he doing with definitely factions, man. He definitely know what he doing. All right, you guys, man, from that matchup at Crown Jewels, man, I was just talking about the Brawling Brutes taking on the Usos, man. The Usos, it was said to one of the Usos, I think Jimmy Hand is he gotta get that hand right, man. He gotta get that hand right. He's supposed to have an MRI on Monday. So we're gonna see where that goes. And I was talking about earlier in the show how the New Day is going to try to derail the Usos' longest reigning tag team championship run this coming week on SmackDown. So will this MRI, with this hand that Jay is having a problem with, that he, you know, injured overseas over an overseas event, you know, will this play a factor in it? We've seen this match go down, and man, like, I think that they were great contenders. I talked about this on Commission Talks and how the Brawling Brutes, they're great team. They put them together, but they was just a team to need to be thrown together to take on the Usos. Sorry, Brawling Brutes, man. You guys gonna get it. Hope Pete Dunne and also obviously Holland has a whole lot of success in the wrestling business, man, for real. Yo, shout out to my man Blackheart, man. I think Blackheart was about to be joining me, man. One member of the crew, man, for real. So we're gonna see what's going on, man. Braun Strowman weighed in 285, I think, yesterday. Hey, the monster among men, man. He's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing. You for real. Yo, buzzing what, Marlo? That's my man right there. That's my man. Yeet, yeet. You already know, man. Yeet, yeet, man. You got to get it. If you ain't Oosie right now, then, like, look, I don't know what to tell you. But we over at 1130 Podcast, at OTTR, and buzzing with Marlo, and all the other dope pop. We stay Oosie, man. For real. What's up, bro? Great show so far, man. Great show. You must be watching the replay right now or you know, finishing up right now. But yeah, man, definitely was indeed a great show. Definitely was a great show. Yeet, yeet. man. Can the New Day keep the Usos? Can the New Day keep the Usos from breaking their record for the longest reigning tag team reigns? We will see. Yes, my man will see. That was a dramatic question. I like it. I like it, though. But, yeah, we will definitely see. We will see on SmackDown, man. The New Day, like I said, the New Day have not been – they ain't been popping lately. I don't know. Obviously, with Big E still on the shelf right now and, you know, trying to come back from his injury. Hope he can come back. Hope all is well with Big E. But I just feel like Kofi and Xavier just haven't been going their way. Xavier, he won the King of the Ring, but that fell flat. His crown got crushed. It just didn't work out. You know, the whole Kofi Kingston title run is just, I don't know. Let's see what the New Day can do next. I hope this matchup on SmackDown could be like an evolving of the New Day. Like, okay, we didn't get this done, but you know, where do we go next? You know, we don't see Big E returns on SmackDown in Indianapolis next week. Then where do the New Day go? In my opinion, where do the New Day go? If you ain't Oosie, you ain't been down since day one. You're right, man. You got to stay Oosie. You got to stay Oosie all day, man. Got to stay Oosie. But like I said, man, I just don't know what possibly could be in store or what's in store or possibly for the New Day, man. Like, you know, they have a couple of matches here, you know, try to stay relevant, try to get other talent over because they've been doing it for a long time. You know, longest reigning tag team champions at some point. They hosted WrestleMania. Not too many people can say they hosted WrestleMania. But yeah, I don't know. I definitely don't know. So I hope the Usos pick up the W. I was going to say you know, if they throw a curveball in it and the Usos don't win, well, it'll be something fresh. It'll be something different. But me personally, I was never a fan of them putting them unifying the titles. They did it once before, then they split it up. Then you do it again, split it up, do it again. Like, come on, man. Like, I felt like the WWE Championship could have been a title on Raw, because with Roman Reigns and he got both titles, he's not going to be there on both shows. You know, you're going to have him there once every other month or so on Monday Night Raw. Well, not every other month, once a month on Raw, twice a month on SmackDown, especially if he's not, you know, in a really, you know, big story. I mean, which he is, the Bloodline is definitely the big story that is going down on SmackDown. Big E is missed. Yeah, definitely Big E is missed, man. He is missed. Big E been doing some college football. You know, it was college football day. All college football fans, hope your schools won, your universities, man. Keep it going. Sammy accidentally caused the Usos to lose the belts, and that story gets a boost. You tell me Sammy Usos accidentally caused the Usos to lose the belt, and that's how we would get that story? I'm all for it. I'm all for it. If Sammy Uso causes the Usos to lose the title, look here. That'll be something. That'll be something, because the Usos do have an injury. So, I mean, with Jay taking the back seat, on this injury, and maybe you replacing him with Sammy Uso in this, it could be a little different. It could be a little different. And then Jay, he comes back get mad at how the fact that Sammy just came in, stole his spot, and he don't give a damn. Once again, what the tribal chief has to say. You know, like, hey, I get what you're going with. I mean, I appreciate you. All right, you guys, man, the next match that took place at Crown Jewel, we had my girl Bianca Belair. Yes, Bianca Belair was doing her damn thing. I love her, man. That's my girl, for real. Against Bayley. This picture, this graphic right here makes Bayley look really strange, though. Like, like, I got something up my sleeve. You feel me? But, yeah, nonetheless, a dope matchup. It was a last woman standing match. Last woman standing. We seen chairs. We seen tables. And also, we seen Bayley in between the ladder, too. We seen Bayley in between the ladder, and she gets squished. Man, for a long time, the first time I saw something like this, I really hate where it's like a last man standing match, and one of the competitors gets stuck in between something, or they get tape wrapped around their legs. And boy, oh boy, I never forget 2010, I believe. Was it 2010? I believe so. Batista versus John Cena, Extreme Rules, and Batista lost the match by John Cena taping his legs to the bottom ropes. And that was in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm from D.C. I rode the Greyhound to Baltimore, and I'll never forget, it was a dude who was going outraged. The simple fact that John Cena taped his legs to the ring, this grown, buffy-ass man legs to the ring, like maybe he couldn't get out, and that was it. Like, okay. But nonetheless, you guys, man, I just wasn't a fan of how the matchup ended. I guess they had to they had to do something, though. They had to do something. Both of their face look alternate. Yeah, I guess they had to figure something out, figure a finish out, or whatever, man. Hey, yo, for everybody, man, who's tuning in, man, for real, leave a comment down below. Like the video. If you're watching on Facebook or if you're watching on YouTube, man, hit the like button down below. Subscribe, man. Like I said, if you're watching on Facebook or if you're watching on YouTube, man, follow the 1130 podcast and subscribe to the 1130 podcast. Yes, man, appreciate the hearts, man. Appreciate it. Leave a comment, man. Don't be shy. I can read your comment. We live here. Everything, man, for real. Live Talk Pro Wrestling this week. Also, you guys, the audio version of this will be available shortly after for Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, all that crazy stuff, man, for real. So if you want to listen to it on the go, you know, because, you know, people's probably still at work or doing whatever they are, man, but definitely appreciate it, you guys, a lot, man. But yeah, this matchup, cool matchup. Bianca Belair continues her dominant reign as the Raw Women's Champion. And it was going down in Saudi Arabia, man. I like it. Dope event. Dope. See where this goes next. We've seen the return of Nikki Cross on Monday Night Raw last week. We've seen Nikki and Bianca go head-to-head on Raw, but I don't know. I feel like this is an opponent, or Nikki is an opponent to get Bianca over to the Royal Rumble or her next middle challenger. But I hope they entirely don't bury Nikki Cross. I just hope they just do something with her. I remember my guy Blocker on a commission talk, he was like, man, yeah, she's just there to just eat the pin or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I mean, with Emma back from gone from 5 years, and now we got Nikki Cross back from this whole Nikki ASH, you know, we'll see definitely how it goes, man, for real. Before you guys, man, before I get to the main event, you guys, that just took place, we heard on SmackDown last night that we're going to get a SmackDown World Cup, you guys. Yes, a SmackDown World Cup. 8 participants. They're going to be going head-to-head for a SmackDown World Cup. Now, we all know that the FIFA World Cup is coming up on Fox, and the FIFA World Cup is coming up on Fox. So WWE is trying to have their own little spin on the World Cup and stuff like that, you know. So, drop a comment down below, man, here in the live section. Who do you think is going to be some competitors for the World Cup, and who you think may potentially win? And while you drop a comment down below, and while you think on some potential guys and potential superstars who could win the first ever SmackDown World Cup, also, you guys, on the AEW side, yes, man, for the AEW fanatics, I know everyone, I was talking about WWE for a while, but yeah, for all my AEW fanatics, we have the World Title Eliminator Tournament. Woo! Okay. Lance Archer will be taking on Ricky Starks, man, on AEW Rampage. I think that is coming up next week on Friday. Brian Cage taking on Dante Martin. Haven't seen Dante in a while. Bandino, who just signed with All Elite Wrestling, will be taking on Roosh. And this coming week on Dynamite, we're going to see Eddie Kingston taking on Ethan Page. Now, who you guys think going to win that World Cup? We're going to get right back to this in just a bit. Who you think also will advance and move on and get a shot at winner is coming for the AEW World Championship? Will it be Jon Moxley or will it be MJF, man? Who is it going to be? Gonna get back some of these comments, man. My man Will showing big love. I appreciate it. Let me take a water break, man. I'm live. I don't really do live like that. But, yo, let me take a water break. For everyone who's watching, man, like the video. Don't be shy, man. Like it, man. Leave a comment. Tell me what you think about the show, man, for real. John Cena duct taped him to the bottom ring rope. Yeah, he did. Sure did. He duct taped him to the bottom ring rope. I'm surprised that Charlotte didn't come back to start off a feud. You know, Charlotte overtakes other feuds. Yeah. Yeah. We may get that on Monday. Charlotte returning and coming back and maybe taking on Bianca Belair. But with the whole, with the next pay-per-view coming up is Survivor Series. And we're going to see some war game matches. We're going to see one war game matchup from the women's side also. So I'm pretty sure Bianca Belair is going to be in that. And the next pay-per-view is not to the Royal Rumble. So we can maybe see Charlotte come back maybe the end of this year or the beginning at the top of next year to take on Bianca Belair. That'd be dope. But you guys, man, I don't know. It's too early though to say for the World Cup who is some potential winners. Oh man. But man, like I said, I want to hear you guys' thoughts, man, who could be some potential winners for this SmackDown World Cup. You did? We're gonna get back to the AEW Eliminated Tournament, you guys, for real. I appreciate once again everyone tuning in this week here for a live edition of Talk Pro Wrestling, man, for real. Yes, man, coming off the heels of Crown Jewel. Amazing weekend. Hope everyone is enjoying the weekend. Once again, the audio version will be available. Will be available shortly right after this. Now, like I was saying, to the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament, in my opinion, you guys, I feel like Ethan Page is going to take this all. I feel like he's going to take it all, man. I don't know what's up with Eddie Kingston. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, he had some feuds with Punk. I don't think we want to talk about Punk. We had some feuds with Bryan Danielson and some other guys. But it's just, though, like Eddie, I don't know. I don't know what's up, Eddie, man. I'm a big fan of his, but it just seems, though, he's not interested or whatever, though. But, hey, I'm not going to judge the man. I don't know too much of Bandino and Roosh, but I've definitely seen them a whole hell of a lot on the Ring of Honor. So that's going to be a great match, but they will lose to Ethan Page. And on the other side, Lance Archer will be taking on Ricky Starks, man. Absolute Ricky Starks. I love the promo that he pulled on Rampage last night. Ricky looking fired up to get back into the ring, and everybody's doubting him. And obviously, dude, you got this neck injury. What's going on or whatever, man? Everyone who's new to the show, man, definitely hit the like button, man, for real. Hit the like button, subscribe, leave a comment. Appreciate it. Then Brian Cage. Yo, a lot of people might hate me when I say this, though, but I feel like Brian Cage, man, like the guy can go in the ring, but he don't have so much charisma, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's a muscle head. I might be the only one. I just might be the only one. But you guys, man, yo, why are we talking about this, man? We might going to take a little break. But I'm going to introduce a couple of guys, man. Yo, that's going to be joining in here on Talk Pro Wrestling. First and foremost, two of my guys, man, from Commission Talks, Black Art. What it do?
In this bitch. Sorry it took us long. Yeah. I thought I was a little crazy.
What's up?
Hey, yo, that's all cool. Eric the Joker, man. Yo, what it do, my guy? What it do?
You better expect a few more other people coming in this bitch, too. Some people's going to be kicking out of joining next 2 seconds.
I'll be right back.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I love it. And we also, I was just mentioning, man, the absolute Ricky Starks. We had the absolute Tyler Starks, man, also here.
What's happening with you? Yeah.
What's going on? Appreciate it. You coming through here. Pro Wrestling Live with this show. Appreciate you all, guys, man. I was just talking about the Eliminator Tournament.
Okay.
I guess we can maybe dial it back and, you know, talk a little bit of some favorites that went down, Crown Jewel. While we're here on this Eliminator Tournament, any favorites, anybody want to start off? What you guys think?
Comes to this,
I ain't gonna say who my favorite is because it's obvious.
We already know what your favorite is. we don't even dig into this crap, but
I don't even have to say shit. My name says it all.
I'm gonna have Eddie Kingston maybe going up against maybe Brian Cage or Ricky Starks for the final.
Okay, so that's interesting reason. That's interesting because right before you came on, I said that Ethan Page was going to defeat Eddie Kingston. Like lately, I just haven't seen too much from Eddie Kingston, and Ethan Page seems like he's on the verge of trying to break through, you know, because Scorpio Sky is like right now. I think he's out right at the moment. So,
yeah,
I think it's Ethan Page's time right now. I think he can take that victory over Eddie Kingston and defeat Bandino or Roosh.
You see, I'm completely different then. I've got Starks and Bandito in the final.
Okay.
Now, because for me, if Kingston, I went off of the same thing you went off of. If Kingston loses round one, If Kingston loses round one, I'm sorry. Bandito is too well liked by not only all the other talent that are there, but also by TK for Bandito to not get the rub on that side of the bracket. So I would feel like, especially because it would be his first thing back as an officially technically contracted talent, I think you would have to put him in the final with Starks. That's just me. Because on the right side, I can't see anyone other than the Starks winning. That's just me being realistic here.
Or bias. Okay.
I'm sorry. He's beaten Brian Cage before. All right. He's beaten Dante before. The only one he hasn't beaten before is Lance, who hasn't been seen.
And you already know he's not going to win this.
Exactly. So once again, I'm not being biased. I'm actually trying to be realistic for once. Me being biased is saying that Bandido has no chance and that Starks is going to obliterate him.
Right.
Oh my God. All right. Whatever. But yeah, gentlemen, for me, it's Starks and Bandido as the final. That's me.
Okay. If you were me, I got the fire show some love for my boy Eddie Kingston, man.
Eddie Kingston's in here too. He's in the
full head. Yo, Notorious KBG is in the building also, man.
Yes, sir. How you doing today, man?
What's going on with you, man? Appreciate you coming through here, man, on the podcast, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate the love. Thank you for having the mob on here, man.
No problem, man. You know, we were still chatting about the whole tournament and stuff like that. And also, I was breaking down some of the matches that went down at Crown Jewel. We were going to dial it back and stuff like that. You had any picks or thoughts on this World Title Eliminator Tournament?
I do, actually. It's time to show some love for my man, Eddie Kingston. I know everybody has their picks, but honestly, if MJF is going to win the world title, which we all kind of assume he's going to win at Full Gear, what better first opponent would be than John Moxley's best friend, Eddie Kingston? What's a better first opponent?
Oh, you mean like a revenge thing?
It's going to be a winner is coming. Think about it. Moxley's best friend is Eddie Kingston. What better way?
Never mind, man. I changed my mind. Ethan Page versus Ricky Starks for the final.
Looking at the bracket,
how he's been going just off the rails lately with no control, none of that. He's gonna cost himself that match.
I'm gonna go with a dark horse. I'm gonna say the finals will be Eddie Kingston versus Ricky Starks at Full Gear.
Hang on. I got Ricky winning the whole damn thing because you know what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In my opinion, I'm not knocking the other guys in the tournament. I'm not knocking Eddie or anybody else in the tournament. Ricky is due. And what I mean, folks, is this. Ricky didn't just get over. He started in the Indies, went to the NWA, killed it there, came into AEW.
Damn.
Did the whole damn thing. And guess what? Here's how I'm going to put it. Ricky is right here.
Yo, Eric, hold on for a second, right? The last stream that we was just doing?
Yeah.
59 views.
What?
Damn! Whoa, shit!
Use the right hashtag, you get a lot of people tuning into your shit.
Damn straight. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Ricky, to me, is on a wave of momentum. Yes, he had to go deal with some personal shit. He just got back. But Ricky, we all know who's getting crown champion at Full Gear. There's no question. We all know it's MJF's time. But if it were me, Ricky should be the first one to challenge him. Here's why. Ricky's due. He's good. You put him in that situation against a young champion like MJF, that's going to elevate him higher, and you're going to sit there and want to see Ricky chase it. And I know this. There are fans that are begging for Ricky Starks to win this whole thing. If he can get by Lance Archer, I don't care who it is he has to face, Cage or Martin. If he faces Dante, that's going to be a high-flying banger classic. Whoa. If it's Brian Cage, he's going to
Wait, hold on, Greg. I don't mean to stop y'all, but I'm just my first time taking a good look at this bracket. My eyes deceiving me, or am I seeing a rematch for what, two former Ring of Honor world champions in the same bracket?
No, you're not. It's Bandido versus Rouge. Yeah, they're running back I think it was 2019. I want to say it was 2019.
No, 2020. No, 2020.
Yeah, that was during the pandemic.
Yeah, 2020. Rouge Bandido. They're running it back.
Yeah, but I'll tell you wholeheartedly, folks, Ricky is on a big momentum. I got him to win the whole thing. who I think if it comes down to it, I'd pick Ricky to face Eddie Kingston, Roosh, or Bandido. Ethan is just getting his starting to get a stride of sorts.
Looking at the semifinals, though, I'll be real with y'all. I wouldn't mind seeing Ricky Starks versus Dante Martin.
I want to see that too.
I wouldn't mind seeing that match in semifinals.
Hey, KB, you want to hear a problem that I have? You saying you wouldn't mind seeing it? I would, because I've seen it already. And I can already hear his brain. When did that happen? Remember when Dante joined Team Taz for like 2 weeks and then turned on him? Yeah.
And that was a stupid call.
It really was, but
stupid.
It was literally just to get that match.
I just need my boy Eddie Kingston. Show my boy Eddie Kingston some love, man. Because it's time for this movie. It's time for Eddie Kingston to get some kind of shine, man.
Okay.
I mean, you gave him the Jericho feud that, and you had him used to Jericho in that barbed wire match. Come on, now it's time. You gotta do right by
Eddie Kingston. Since.
No, he hasn't.
Has that been raised since?
Nope. Huh. Okay. All right. Some of you guys got Ricky Starks. I got Ethan Page. Oh man, it's gonna be interesting. Interesting tournament though. Also, I was just talking about the announcement that WWE just talked about last night on SmackDown with the old upcoming FIFA World Cup. WWE is doing a old SmackDown World Cup. What's your guys' thoughts on this, and who would be a potential first winner?
Damn, that's a good the World Cup.
This is just me.
You don't know the bracket.
No, he's just saying like who could you see in it? For me as a person, this would be Ali's gateway to face Rollins for the U.S. title. This is his gateway.
Okay.
Honestly, I could see Pete Dunne having a nice showing in this.
That's if he competes. He's still with Ridge.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, then Tyler, I think you might like this one. Legado.
Santos.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Legado. I can see Ali. I can see Ali maybe trying to win it to get a United States Championship.
Yep.
Or Karrion Kross.
I don't know. I don't think Kross would answer himself in this tournament, fam. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah. I don't think that he needs to.
Yes.
You already one of the main event players of SmackDown anyway. Why would he even need to do that?
Here's a thought, though, gentlemen. What about Solo being in this tournament?
That would actually be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah, I can see.
That would be fun for him.
You need something for Solo to do. You need him to do something in the bloodline. Usos have tag titles. Roman has the Undisputed Championship. Solo could win the World Cup.
Yeah, that would be a good little first big moment for him. That'd be good.
Okay, you guys, man. I dig it. Solo is definitely a highly favorite one, especially what he's doing right now. Okay, we're gonna run some things back that went down at Crown Jewel, as I was talking about just a little bit before. But one thing I think that was intriguing, I don't know, I want to hear some of you guys' thoughts though on the whole cryptic Bray Wyatt message that popped up on the screen as Alexa Bliss was in a backstage promo ahead of her tag team or ahead of their tag team title match. Will Bray Wyatt and Alexa be sort of reforming back together or so? Because she sort of acknowledged it, but sort of brushed it off.
I truly hope not.
I hope not either.
Yeah, because I was saying that earlier. We was also, like Blackheart, we was also talking about that on the commission. We just don't want Bray Wyatt to just be with no one. I just want him to just work on his own by himself. But
yep.
It seems though he's, you know, I've been hearing the rumors that he may be working with some people that he has unfinished business with. So I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. I mean, the main theory is that those characters are going to, that the characters that are following him and whatnot, like the Fiend and the Buzzard, all of them, they're going to end up transitioning to people that he's actually either has history with or has worked with in the past. Like, for example, Joe Gacy and GYV. He's worked with them on multiple occasions. So that could be, that's a rumor that people are throwing around. What's another one I was hearing? Oh, the whoever's playing the Abigail the Witch, people are saying Isla Dawn because he's actually helped her throughout her career in the UK. That's another one. Like, it's, there's a lot going on. But like you said, I think we just want to see him on his own for at least another few months.
Yeah. Need to hold into the Hollywood trying to brainwash someone like that. Do it like that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely want to see him on his own, man. Definitely. Well, Blackheart, man, you was right about the Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar match, man. You was like,
yes, Jay, I told you.
I didn't like the finish. So, are we gonna get a rematch at Survivor Series, or are we gonna like wait it off until WrestleMania?
Because I think it's Bobby won the first one, but I'd rather have this at a WrestleMania main stage.
Yeah,
make it meaningful for this. That's all I want from this. If you really want to try to get Lashley over the hump and finally doing what the one thing that certain people can't really do on their own without help is you taking down the Beast Slayer. I mean, well, the Beast Incarnate himself on the biggest stage, dude. You're starting, you're starting to go up that way,
dude. I can honestly see that. I honestly can see this happening at Mania because we all know Brock Lesnar does not work unless the money is correct. WrestleMania is the biggest payday of the year.
Last time I checked, WWE's money, they're always going to be on point with him. They're not going to lowball him like that.
You don't lowball Brock.
Special attraction.
Honestly, we're talking about Mania, and it's a nice idea to have it at Mania, but Survivor Series, you need something to be sandwiched in between the two War Games matches.
But there's so many other things that you can sandwich in between. Hell, if we're gonna have
Miz, or you got Johnny Gargano take up the Miz, or you can have intertwine with that,
or which we alluded to earlier, Blackheart, if they move Cross Drew 3 to Survivor Series,
if it happens, they just might squeeze that in, and then write this man off television to go and take
his please. Time. For his own health and safety, please.
Right.
Honestly, okay. To me, go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say overall to me, Crown Jewel. I give it a C. There was some parts I didn't like. There were some parts that didn't make sense to me. Overall, to me, the match of the night to me was the tag team championship match with the Usos versus the Boots.
That match, oh my god, that Omos and Braun Strowman match, trash. Sorry.
Yes, definitely.
But at least the battle of Bruce and Usos made up for that. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Once they announced it, Omos versus Braun Strowman, I felt like this was. I mean, besides, I think what Braun Strowman been back for a while, I think this was a big event that they wanted to have Omos take on Braun Strowman. And obviously, I think they had that matchup for a while in mm-hmm. the back. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know about. I like Omos. I feel like it's his confidence has grown in the ring. As far as just him taking on Braun Strowman, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they didn't sell the matchup good enough or. They were too invested in it, but I don't think it was all that, in my opinion.
It really wasn't to me. To me, that match was like the bathroom break of the show. That was the time of the show where you go to the bathroom, you know what I'm saying, or go to the kitchen, warm yourself up a Hot Pocket.
Okay. How you guys feeling about the OC? Excuse me, the Judgment Day winning.
Oh, good God.
Good Balor reigns supreme. Good Balor. Stay mad.
Okay, it's a lot of reactions, so I'm guessing you guys are half Judgment Day fans and half not.
No, I'm
the only one here who went for them. Tyler's the only one here who went for them.
Listen,
we have the title on the line, this shit gets fierce. Like, all these matches count. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to this match could have helped a lot of people, but it didn't. And the
finish itself,
and the finish itself. Oh, good God.
I was kind of with you, Tyler. I mean, the OC, since coming back, obviously, with AJ Styles, and we're hearing rumors prior that maybe one of the guys from the OC wasn't going to make it, but look here, they made it, and it's just like, I don't know. To me, it still feel like 2017, 2018 of the OC. Maybe it got a little bit minute, but I think I'm behind Judgment Day. I don't know. I think it's fresh.
Hood, Balor, Reigns, Supreme.
And that's another thing I was talking about, too. Finn Balor, this is the first thing Finn Balor has something to really seek his teeth in since a long time, because it just seemed like they couldn't get it right with Finn. Everything they put him with or put him in something, he'll lose this, win this, but it wasn't meaningful. He lose this so much. But I think him in the Judgment Day kind of fit.
I agree with you.
I need him to be on Raw with a bandana on his head.
I agree with you on that aspect about they fit together, but it just seemed to me like you just put the OC back together again, and Judgment Day has been getting the best of them pretty much the last month. And I was thinking, okay, there's no way you're gonna have the OC lose their first match back together.
Oh yes, because of Rhea Ripley. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking it was going to have a woman, you know, that sort of counterpart.
I knew whoever it was wasn't going to make it to Saudi. My mind went, they're not going to make it.
Hey,
that was my
remember
mind.
Remember what we were singing on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up, get down with the thickness.
That was for Bianca versus Bayley. That right there is get down with the thickness. The battle of the thickness is going to happen.
Get down, get down. That's some R. Kelly shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the battle of the thickness is going to happen.
WWE talk. Stick to it. WWE talk. Stick to it.
Okay. We seen Bayley get trapped in a ladder with Bianca Belair retaining her title. What's next for Bianca Belair? Who's our next challenger? And also, what Belair goes from here, you know?
And you know what? I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to try to do this as best as I can. War Games!
That's what's next for Bianca.
Okay.
Man, I got to retweet that Logan Paul did. I'm like, hey, man, you didn't take notes. Oh, my God.
Bianca's not defending that championship. Probably not until probably the last Raw of the year. Maybe everything from here on out until Survivor Series, everything is full steam ahead towards War Games.
And CM Punk needs it. They both need to take notes on this. Relax and take notes.
Bianca's going to captain her team for War Games, which I'm assuming is going to be with Alexa, Asuka, and them. And another woman to be mentioned later. Same thing. Okay, Candace LeRae. However it goes. As far as her defending that championship, I would start building up a new challenge and have her go to the Rumble to defend it against. Whoever that woman is, I don't know who it is.
For all we know, I can kind of tell you who.
For all we know, it could be Rhea Ripley.
That's exactly where I was going. The money match for the Rumble is Rhea.
Now, that would be one of those times I would actually be kind of worried that Bianca could lose the championship.
Agreed.
Before we get to the big matchup that I had, I was checking out you guys' live episode last night and how you guys was having the debate. Excuse me, how you guys were having the debate about who was the most over in the bloodline of being Sami Zayn or Roman Reigns and stuff. And, you know, far as someone pulling in attraction, I would go with, you know, Roman Reigns. But if you want to say being entertaining and being locked in and, like, I don't know no other word, I would say far as Sami Zayn, though, you know, as being, you know, over in general. You know, just being entertaining, being fun to watch. He got a story to tell, but I've been like, if you want to bring people in, in a bigger aspect, Roman Reigns, though.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, for me, being like in the moment, being over is different from, you know, just being the biggest attraction, just in the company in general. Because that's what Roman is. Roman's the biggest attraction in the company. Not just the bloodline. But in terms of just those five dudes, the one who fans enjoy the most right now is Sammy. He's the one who's always giving them something to laugh at. He's the one who's always making them invest in whatever he's going to do next.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Eric, do you have anything you want to say?
Nope.
I mean, Roman sold like a sieve in this match. I got to give him an A for doing that because, I mean, shit. When you got Paul Heyman look like he's going to have a fucking brain aneurysm, a heart attack, a stroke, and pale as a ghost, that was some good storytelling. And I got to tell you, if Logan Paul actually trained, he'd be phenomenal in the ring. As far as Roman goes, Cody has to be the one to beat him. I think we can all agree on that one. It has to be Cody. And they have to find a way to get the Money in the Bank off of Austin Theory and Well, personally, this was well done. I thought they executed great. But, man, I can't complain. That was a solid match. I'll give it to him.
My mic mismuted. Decent matchup between Roman Reigns and Logan Paul. I said this a couple of weeks on Commission Talk that Roman was there, obviously, to put over Logan Paul, you know, have him just show out, show all his moves and do all that other, you know, stuff that he did in his third matchup. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just bring more followers and more social media people over to WWE. When I saw the post yesterday that Jake Paul was making his way over too, I said, yeah, this WWE and them working together trying to bring in more followers. Mm-hmm. Brock is a milestone I can see in my life. The hell? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. All right. Yes, sir. Yeah. man, this was a dope episode, man. I appreciate everyone in the comments. My guy Will from Conversations About .. We're the Weird Ones podcast. Let me get that right this time. I said that wrong earlier. Yo, and I appreciate everyone for stopping by here on the show. For real.
Appreciate you, man.
For real. I appreciate you guys, man. For real. Because, you know, little me, I can talk wrestling all day long. But before I do wrap it up and go, I thank everyone once again. My guy, Earl the Joker, for coming through here on the podcast. My guy, Blackheart of the Commission. Also, shout out to Buzzing with Marlo once again. Tyler, absolute stocks, man. For real.
Yes,
man, I got Notorious BG. Tell everybody where they can follow you at, social medias, your pages, all that stuff.
Y'all already know how to find me. Well, find the podcast itself at OTTR Club everywhere. It's not hard to find us. Like, share, subscribe, be notified. Catch the CZ Connection at 7 p.m. tonight. Every show, the rest of the silence tomorrow at 5 p.m. Shit, man, it's already getting chaotic over here on the podcast level. So, top mob out.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man, for real. Also, you guys, man, before I head on out of here and go, wrap it on up, just a reminder that a new show that's going to be premiering on the 1130 Podcast YouTube channel, man, Beyond 1130, coming December 1st, so definitely tap in and make sure... Definitely make sure you subscribe and do all that good stuff, man. For real. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday. All that other stuff, man. For real. Let's get you guys a screen, man. For real. Before we head on out of here. Yeah, man. I hope everyone enjoy the rest of their Saturday. Whatever you guys got to do. Yeah, do it. Before we head on out of here. Okay. That's what happens when we live. Oh, you got to head on out of here, though. Yep. From Eric the Joker, my guy Blackheart. And Tyler Stocks, Notorious KBG. I appreciate everyone, man. For real. Everyone for tuning in, too. This was a great one. I'm about to be out of here, man. See y'all next time, man. Peace. This was dope.
Peace.